Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a dark side intro sample and stretching it into something that feels modern, punchy, and full of vintage soul for jungle, old school DNB and darker rollers energy. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. An intro in drum and bass is not just background. It's the first statement. It sets the mood. It gives DJs something workable to mix, and it tells the listener exactly what kind of world they're stepping into. So instead of just tossing a sample on the timeline and hoping it vibes, we're going to shape it into a proper opening that feels intentional. What we want is that sweet spot between dusty and precise. We want the sample to feel emotional, maybe even a little haunted, but still tight enough that later on, the drums and bass can slam in without sounding disconnected. That balance is what makes this kind of intro work. Start by choosing the right source. You want a sample with character already baked in. Think soul vocal, Rhodes chord, minor key piano stab, horn hit, or a short cinematic phrase. The best samples for this style have a clear harmonic center, some natural texture, and enough emotional weight that they can survive being stretched. If the sample already feels moody before you touch it, that's a great sign. Import it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn on warp. Now, the warp mode choice matters a lot. If it's a full tonal sample, like vocals or keys, start with Complex Pro. That usually gives you the cleanest musical stretch. If the sample gets too glossy or digital, though, don't be afraid to switch over to texture. Texture can give you that grainy, tape-worn feel that works really well in jungle and old-school adjacent DNB. A useful trick here is to transpose the sample down a semitone or two, maybe even three, before you do anything too fancy. If the source feels emotionally thin after stretching, dropping it a little often restores weight and darkness fast. And that weight matters. We want the intro to feel like it has substance, not just atmosphere. Now decide how long the intro should be. For most DNB arrangements, 4, 8, or 16 bars makes sense. 4 bars is quick and functional. 8 bars is probably the most common sweet spot. 16 bars gives DJs more room to mix and lets you build a bigger sense of anticipation. Stretch the sample so it lands musically across that length. If the original phrase is too short, you can duplicate it and create a call and response shape. One half can feel like the question, and the next half can answer it. That's a classic move in old school jungle, and it keeps the intro from feeling repetitive. You can also slice the phrase into smaller chunks and leave little gaps between them. Those gaps create tension, and tension is your friend here. Once the stretch is in place, start thinking about punch. A stretched sample often loses some attack, so we bring that back with a second layer. Duplicate the sample and treat this version as your transient or rhythm layer. You can keep it as audio and process it separately, or you can turn chopped bits into simpler or a drum rack if you want more control. On that transient layer, high pass the low end so it doesn't fight the main sample. Then use something like drum bus to add a bit of drive and transient emphasis. You're not trying to make this layer obvious on its own. You're just restoring a bit of bite and physical presence so the intro doesn't feel soft and washed out. In drum and bass, that little bit of edge makes a huge difference. Now shape the main stretched sample with EQ. Clean out the low end first. Depending on the sample, a high pass somewhere around 80 to 180 Hz is a good starting point. If there's muddiness, gently reduce the 200 to 400 Hz area. And if the sample has any harshness or nasal bite, soften the 2 to 5 kHz range a little. After EQ, add some saturation or character processing. Saturator with soft clip is a great place to start. A little drive goes a long way. We're aiming for density and attitude, not distortion for distortion's sake. If you want a darker, more modern kind of grit, roar can work beautifully too. Just keep it controlled. The goal is to reinforce the vintage soul feeling without turning the sample into mush. At this point, the intro should already have personality, but it still needs movement. Static intros can work, but DNB loves motion. One of the easiest ways to create that is with filter automation. Put an auto filter on the sample or on a grouped intro bus, and start with the low pass fairly closed. Then slowly open it across the intro. That gives you a sense of progression, and the drop will feel bigger because the intro started darker. You can also automate volume swells, reverb send amounts, or even very small pitch movements for instability. That instability is important. Don't chase perfect cleanliness all the time. For jungle and old-school inspired material, a little wobble in timing or tone can make the whole thing feel more human and more expensive. Another great move is micro-editing. Cut a tiny section, reverse one hit, mute the first transient of a repeat, or leave a small gap before a phrase comes back in. These tiny changes stop the intro from feeling looped in a boring way. They create that feeling of something unfolding in real time. Now let's bring in some drum language. A dark intro usually feels much more like D&B when there's a hint of breakbeat underneath. It doesn't have to be a full groove. In fact, it probably shouldn't be. Use a low volume amen. Think break or chopped roller break as texture. Keep it filtered. High pass it so it doesn't fight the sample, and low pass it if the top end gets too busy. If the break is too full, slice it up and remove some of the obvious hits so it feels more like momentum than a second drum pattern. For jungle vibes, a little ghost break texture goes a long way. For a more modern dark roller feel, keep it tighter and cleaner. Now we build tension without showing the whole hand too early. Don't bring in the main bassline yet. Instead, hint at the low end. You can add a very quiet sub pulse, a muted Reese note, or a simple low sign hit near the end of the intro. Keep it minimal. One sub tease at the end of bar 8 can create more anticipation than a whole bass line appearing too soon. If you want extra drama, a reverse cymbal or a filtered noise rise can work, but keep it subtle. In darker D&B, too much riser energy can start to feel like a different genre. Gritty and controlled usually hits harder than shiny and obvious. Once the layers are in place, group everything into an intro bus. That way you can glue the whole thing together and make it feel like one performance. A light glue compressor on the group can help, just a touch of gain reduction. Use a slower attack so the transients still punch through, and keep it subtle. You can also add a little drum bus or final EQ on the group, if the intro needs a bit more cohesion. Always check the intro in mono too. This is a big one. If it falls apart in mono, the stereo widening is probably doing too much of the heavy lifting. In D&B, the center needs to stay stable, because the bass and kick relationship has to be rock solid later on. For the arrangement, think in terms of a DJ-friendly build. A strong layout might start with just the filtered sample and atmosphere, then bring in the break texture a little later, then tease the sub near the end, and finally open things up right before the drop. That gives the intro a sense of progression without making it overcrowded. A really useful coaching question here is this. If you mute the drums and bass, does the sample alone create a scene? If the answer is no, then the processing is probably doing too much of the emotional work. The source sample should still carry the identity. The processing should enhance it, not replace it. If you want to push the style a bit further, here are a few advanced ideas. Try a double time illusion by adding tiny chopped repeats on offbeats so the intro feels like it's pulling toward a faster groove. Or duplicate the sample. Pitch one layer slightly down and another slightly up, and alternate them for a call and response effect. That can sound really cool in a tense, tape-worn way. You can also try a reverse entry version, where you reverse only the tail of the phrase so the emotional hit lands backward into the next bar. That's a classy move for DJ-friendly intros. Another option is to create a half-speed illusion by leaving bigger rhythmic gaps between slices so the intro feels slower and heavier even though it's still sitting at full D&B tempo. For extra character, a very quiet noise layer with a high-pass filter can add air and movement without sounding like a cliché riser. And if the sample needs a bit more edge, a light bit of redux or subtle vinyl-style degradation on a parallel chain can give it that older, more tactile feel. The main thing to remember is this. One element should feel alive, and the others should support it. That might mean one moving sample, one subtle rhythmic bed, and one transition cue. That's often enough. You do not need to fill every space. In fact, leaving space is usually what makes the intro hit harder. So, as a final workflow, choose a strong emotional sample, warp it for character, stretch it to your intro length, restore punch with a transient layer, shape the tone with EQ and saturation, add movement with automation. Tuck in a filtered break texture and use a small sub-tease or transition cue to point toward the drop. Then glue it all together and check whether it feels like the opening of a real D&B tune, not just a loop. If you get this right, the intro should feel like an old record being remembered inside a future system. Dark, soulful, controlled, and ready to launch into the drop with real impact. Now it's your turn. Build one version. Listen in mono and ask yourself what needs the most help first. Punch, tension, or clarity. Fix that, and you're already halfway to a killer intro.